That was crazy too.
Yeah.
You know, winning All-Stars during a pandemic, you know, being like, oh my God, you just like achieved your dreams. And then you like close your laptop and sit in your living room like, I did that.
Yeah, it's like in moments like that, when you're like,
I'm
that girl. Huh?
Yeah. Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Accounting Plus. Ignore the unschooled skeptics. In terms of career, accounting is the way to go. We're talking flexibility, great pay, and the kind of lifestyle you've always dreamed of. It's a lifestyle that's less math and spreadsheets and more traveling, personal and professional growth, and making a positive impact on your family and community. If this sounds like what you're into, Accounting Plus provides free resources that will help guide you to a successful career in accounting and personal freedom. Do more, live more. Visit joinaccountingplus.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show, starring me, your favorite. Everybody knows me. Who cares about me? We all care about the guests. Today, I have the one and only, the world famous drag queen, Miss Shay Coulee. Woo!
Hey.
Oh my God. I am literally so honored to have you.
I am so excited to be here. Let me just say, first and foremost, I am such a huge fan of yours.
Likewise, babe.
Really, nothing really quite brings me joy more than seeing like cis hetero male assholes being put in their place.
White ones.
Oh, especially. And the moment that I came across your content on TikTok, yeah. I was all like, wait a minute, is this bestie? Like,
is that me?
Yes. I was like, lich, one of my favorites. So I'm so excited to be here.
You are a superstar. Thank I'm honored. I literally am such a fan. Like, I love, love, love Drag Race. So I'm a huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
Your makeup artistry blows me away.
Thank you so much.
I just had to get that out the way.
You know what? We should share some of the old pictures so you can see how far
I'm sure it looks better than mine, but yeah. I guarantee it.
There are some days I go and I look at those old pictures, the ones like on Facebook, not on Instagram, and I'm like, thank God, these are like tucked away so deep.
That's literally me, but I was not anywhere near where you were, I'm sure. I was like way, 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 way worse.
My first like drag guide, because like, you know, in the world of drag culture, a lot of us have like, you know, like mothers or mm-hmm. whatever, but I didn't really have any drag queens in the scene that were, when I first started, were like willing to like take me under their wing.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because I'm a sweetheart, but my friend Tiger Lily, she's like my BFF.
Yeah.
And I think that's also like why I really loved your content, because like you remind me a lot of her. She's aww. Filipino, she's like amazing, she's like a mystic, she reads tarot, she's
love.
Just like such and like just like the biggest heart. Just
I love a witchy
so.
Bitch, let she me tell is. You.
But she's also like a bad bitch
love.
Too, you know, like do not with her. She will roll up, she will pull up in a minute, like, you know, like one of those friends like does not even need to ask any questions. You look at them a certain type of way and she's like, yeah. Who are we gonna jump? Like, you know what I'm saying?
A ride
like,
or die.
A ride or die. Mm-hmm. She definitely is my ride or die. But she was like the one that like years ago was like, our nickname for each other is Tosh. We call each other Tosh.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, Tosh, have you seen the show RuPaul's Drag Race? And I was just all like, no, I don't have that channel. Like, I don't. She's like, I do. You're coming over. We're going to watch it, because she's just all like, I really think that you need to be on this show.
No way.
Swear to God. And I was just all like, okay. And then like watched, it was actually Raja's season 3. That was the first one I watched.
Yeah.
And I remembered Raja from America's Next Top Model, because I was so obsessed with that show growing up. And I was just all like, wait a second. And Raja just really opened my mind to like, you know, the different types of drag, because she was such like, you know, she was the OG fashion queen,
yeah.
you know, because Chicago has like a very pageant centric drag culture.
Yeah.
And then next to that is like a really kind of like underground deep club kid culture.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there really was not this like lane of like fashion queens.
Yeah.
And as someone who's always been a lover of it, I didn't really see myself fitting into any of those spaces.
Yeah.
So when I saw Raja, I was like,
So
yeah, I was just all like, this girl is everything, you know. And then to be able to work with her on All Star 7 was iconic. Like they say, like, don't meet your idols, but she's definitely one that's worth meeting. Like Raja,
were you like, thank God?
I was honestly like, thank God, because she's honestly one of the most magical, like, yeah, human being. Like the way that like Raja just like carries herself, mm-hmm, like in a room, like her aura, her energy is just all like
show-stopping.
It is. And mm-hmm, you're just like, this is a really powerful person that like knows themselves, knows how to advocate for themselves.
Yeah.
And it's so full of like love. It's very giving and generous. So yeah, honestly, the Drag Race journey has been just absolutely wonderful.
So full circle.
It really has.
Like, what are,
know,
the odds? Like, your bestie tells you about Drag, yeah, Race.
She's like, get on there.
And then you didn't just get on there, babe. You won that bitch, period.
I know. And
All-Star
that,
queen.
That was crazy, too.
Yeah.
You know, winning All-Stars during a pandemic, you know, being, yeah, like, oh my God, you just, like, achieved your dreams. And then you, like, close your laptop and sit in your living room like, I did that.
Yeah, it's like in moments like that, you're like, I'm
kind of
that girl, huh?
Yeah. Mm.
You're like, it's not when you're like in the thick of it. It's like after the fact.
Yeah.
It's almost like the hangover you get after. Mm-hmm.
I literally, like, just got a little case for my crown. So it's now like on display in my house. Before that, it was still just like sitting in like a box for like 2 years because I didn't want it to get dusty.
Yeah,
I was just all like
protecting it.
Yeah, I was protecting it. I just like kept it in this little like black case. But then I finally found a case for it. So now I get to put it on
my
display.
Oh my God. That is so incredible. That's why I've like, you know, and I've only been doing this, I guess, full time, like a year. And there are very few people that I've been like kind of nervous to meet. And like, you're one of them.
Oh.
And Trixie was another one.
Yes.
I was like, just because I like have loved you for so long that I was like nervous. And you guys are so funny and energetic and like charismatic that I was like, damn, I'm going to have to step my pussy up when you guys come on my show.
Oh my God. No, not at all. Because your energy is right, girl. And the thing that's crazy too about Trixie is like, we go way back because, mm-hmm, we started off together because she's from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So we used to like, she would come to Chicago, perform. We would go to Milwaukee, perform. We would like crash at each other's houses, on each other's couches. Well, actually, she had this humongous beanbag chair. And I kid you not, me and Kim Chi would like spoon on that big ass beanbag chair all the time because, even though she had technically like a guest room in that apartment, it was, yeah, just full of Barbies.
She loves her Barbies.
It's like no place for a human in that room. It was just, I remember going over there the first time and I was just all like, so you're one of
that's
those
arguably the whitest
doll
thing about
people.
Her.
Yeah.
It's her doll collecting.
I was all like, wow, this is like really interesting. Just shelves of Barbies everywhere.
Dude, I'm like so in love with both of you. So that's why I was like a little nervous, but I was like, it's all right.
Yeah, we got
because
this.
Because we're besties.
Yeah, we're besties.
We know that about each other already. Okay, so we're going to get into our topic for today. So our topic for today, I want to talk to you about what it takes to be a queen, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're a drag race queen.
Mm-hmm.
We already know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like queen is like a all-encompassing mentality.
Absolutely.
More of a mindset.
Absolutely, a mindset.
So what comes to your mind when you think of like what it takes to be a queen, to be like that bitch?
I think being a queen is like really understanding that you have value, mm-hmm, and importance, yeah, regardless of any circumstance. Literally just being on this earth, breathing, mm-hmm, as a human being, yeah, you have value, you have purpose, and don't let anybody take that away from you, yeah, or make you feel less than. Yeah. I feel like a queen is someone who really just like owns themselves, is not afraid to take up space,
yeah,
and you know, just like slays. And I think, period, it's like really, because like a lot of people, I feel like they really think about confidence as being like such a key factor. And a thing that I feel like a lot of people don't understand about confidence is like, mm-hmm, no one can tell whether you're faking it or not.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And like, so sometimes like you have to like build yourself up, mm-hmm. you know, in order to help yourself just like achieve the things that you want to do
yeah.
and to receive the respect that you want.
Yeah.
Like it's so crazy. There've been so many times in life where I've been like incredibly nervous to do something or put myself out there. And
yeah.
when I stepped outside of my comfort zone and just kind of like stood in my truth
yeah.
and just like tried to like own my power, those were like the moments where I got like so much, you know, powerful reception from
yeah.
what it was I was like trying to do. So yeah, I think being a queen is just like understanding that you're a badass bitch.
Period.
All on your own. You don't need anybody else's validation besides your own. You
exactly.
know?
I also, what were you doing before Drag Race?
Before Drag Race, I was, God, I was a hustler. I was doing so much. I worked as a host at this restaurant called Replay. I also worked as an educator at this adult toy store.
Love.
So, you know, I was slinging
Love.
Those sex toys on the weekend. Girl, oh my, you know what? I helped. The one thing that I was proud of about that job is I helped so many women peg their boyfriends. Like, that was honestly my favorite. And I like,
and that's a sleigh.
Oh, it is a sleigh. Like, I would be in there on Saturday afternoons, you know,
right.
and Saturday afternoons in Chicago, we call that straight brunch, you know, because, like, the gays always be doing it on Sunday.
Yeah.
But, you know, every once in a while, it's like this couple would wander in, like, kind of mm-hmm. mid-afternoon after they've had, you know, their mimosas and some cocktails, you know, and they're just kind of curious walking around. And so then they'd be, like, asking, like, oh, well, do you have anything, you know, just about like strap-ons or what? And I was like, oh, you're looking for a strap-on. So then I would honestly like always like kind of like help the guys. First of all, just like understanding that, you know, I'm like being stimulated in your butthole is not gay.
There you go.
And I was just all like, and I guarantee you that your girlfriend will absolutely like do the damn thing.
And then enjoy herself.
Yeah, enjoy herself too. Yeah. And I would always like help them. And like once like I would start asking them, being like, well, you know, like obviously the girlfriend has opinions on like, you know, strap-ons and kind of like what she would identify with. Like
mm-hmm.
she'd be like, okay, like this is the kind
what
of like,
she's
dick
into.
I think I would have. And then I would be like, and I would ask him, I'd be like, and what kind of dick do you think you want to f***ed with? And that was always, you know, and then like they would always be like, I never really thought about that. And I'd be like, well, look at this wall of them and you just pick out the one that you want and I'll be
Whatever,
over here at the
pleasure.
Counter. You and her, you guys, you have a conversation, you talk, and
yeah.
then when you need me, I'm here.
You say whatever but, you're feeling, babe.
Yeah, I would what's be your, slinging those your, things just like, because I was just all like, no judgment.
The,
oh my God, yeah. I used to love web. Helping straight couples do that all the time. So yeah, that was like one of my favorites.
I love that. What mm-hmm. a fun job.
Yes.
How empowering.
It was.
For the couples themselves.
I know. And yeah. It was so fun to, you know, just like destigmatize a lot of things for them, make people just like more comfortable with exploring
yeah.
their sexuality.
Yeah.
Like as a couple too, it was just really great, and I made good money doing it.
Period.
So you know, I was like, I'm that girl.
What's the hardest job you've ever had?
The hardest job, landscaping.
You were a landscaper?
Yes, I was like out in the sun, like mowing
like
lawns,
trimming like bushes,
trimming
and shit?
Bushes, like you
no
name
way.
It. I will never forget the one time because like I was like doing this because like what we did, like the company that we worked for was like, you know, more so kind of like community focused, charity based, and we would go and help like elderly couples that
oh, that's
like elderly
nice.
People who, you know, didn't
need
have
help.
Yeah, who
yeah.
needed help,
mm-hmm.
and you know, so sometimes like you know the yards would be like really unkempt, like
yeah.
really long grass, and I will never forget one time I was like mowing this yard. It was after 4th of July.
Yeah.
And there happened to be like this like firework that just happened to be like in the yard. And I didn't see it because the grass was so tall.
Yeah.
And I ran over it with the lawnmower and it exploded like boom. Like just and like it was so loud that I literally like lost hearing for like 10 seconds. It was just like ringing. And I was like, what the fuck just happened. Yeah, I will never. It was the loudest boo. I will never forget that. And I'm just all like,
what a terrifying thing to happen. Yeah, when you're just trying to mow a lawn.
Yeah. Oh my and God. Honestly, ever since that job, haven't mowed another lawn.
You're like, I'm good.
Yeah. Honestly, I was
I'll take no yard.
Like living in the city, so like yards aren't like a big thing. I was just like, and if I do like get a yard, I'm just gonna do like one of those TikTok like clover yards or like moss, something that you don't have to mow.
Yeah. The fake grass.
The fake grass. Mm-hmm. Actually, I had a place that like we had this really big back porch and I just like covered the whole thing in AstroTurf. And like, I was like, honestly, I can get into this AstroTurf life.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so low maintenance in that sense.
Low maintenance. Yeah. Can handle like high degrees of like heat without melting. Yeah. You know,
it's got a filtration.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She loved it. Baby was always out there just like rolling around in it. So it's like perfect.
Slay.
Yeah.
A big slay. One of the jobs I had, I've always said the hardest job I've ever had was being a waitress. Because people are vile for no reason. It's like some people literally go out with the intention of antagonizing your waitress or your waiter.
It's like their kink.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. Uh-huh. They go do that and then they go to the sex shop after.
Oh, right. Right. And then they come and see me.
Yeah. They don't need the sex shop because they went there and got their jollies. Of being terrible to a server.
Yeah.
I always like advocate for tipping and tipping well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because my God, that
they be going through it.
A thankless job, truly. But one of the jobs I had actually, I worked as like I worked with a public relations firm for an engineering company. So basically we would do a public outreach for like big infrastructure projects, so like construction.
Yeah.
And nobody likes construction. So, like, part of my job was to go door to door and, like, tell people, like, hey, your back, like, your freeway is going to be terrible for the next, like, year, I think. Maybe 10. I don't know. Do you want to get emails about it? Like, that was literally as, like, a canvasser. Like, door to door, like, knocking and being like, hey. You're going to sit in traffic in your morning commute for the next 7 years. I'm so sorry to be the one to tell you. The way I would get berated on front lawns, they'd be like, this is what happens when, well, like they're telling, and I'm like, well, clearly I make the decisions.
Yeah.
Because I'm in a too tight blue polo
right.
on your porch on Tuesday afternoon. Like I'm standing here sweating.
Right.
I'm in like my New Balances and I'm like, yeah, right. I'm so sorry to hear that. The way that people would lose their minds because they hate traffic.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
oh man,
like you said, you're like, clearly I'm the boss, you know, and I'm just like, it's so crazy how people just want to shoot the messenger. Yeah.
I'm like, girl, look at my split ends. Like, right. I'm not the head honcho of this like project. I'm not the one making the call, babe.
Right.
I can promise you that. I would just be like, okay, well.
Just yeah.
Let me know if you'd like emails and I'd have to like leave.
Oh gosh. I too worked at Starbucks for 2 years. And one, the like first location that I worked at was just all like Karen Central.
Oh my and God. So I like imagine.
Would just get yelled at. So like speaking of kinks, I remember there was this one lady who I was just all like, I knew that she always wanted to come in and yell at us for something.
Like she was always looking for something.
There was always something. Like literally, I will never forget, you know, in Chicago, we had a blizzard. I was working an opening shift, so we have to be there at like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
The key holder at the time, she had spun out and was like in a ditch. So had to wait for her husband, She had to wait for her husband to come and like get her and like bring her to the store. So we opened like, you know, a little bit late.
Damn, and she's still going to work.
Homegirl comes in, you know, it's open and she's just all, she is literally having a fit. Like, why is the coffee not ready? And like, my boss was like, I had like a little accident today. And like, that's why, you know, because the weather, like look outside, like that's why we're a little bit late this morning. Yeah. And she said something and my boss was just like, okay, well, you could just go to the other Starbucks. I was just like, honestly, there was one like right up the street, but it's just like we were her favorite one to come and terrorize. And then like literally she like storms out, gets in her car in the parking lot, and like I don't even know what was going through her head, but she wanted to like try and act like she was about to like peel out of there like skirt. And it was a blizzard. And then she spun out and then ran into one of the light poles, like in the parking lot.
In the parking lot,
right in front. We watched her do it. And I just remember. And then the best part is my manager, like, walked up to the door, like, looking through the window, made direct eye contact, and then just locked the door.
If you believe in nothing else, believe in karma, bitch.
Yes.
Because you're like, I've seen it.
We're like, you can call the cops from out there to come and help you with the tow truck, whatever.
Good thing you're calling the cops so they can help you with your car.
With your car.
When you call them, then you can tell them they were late.
If only there was a hot cup of coffee that could keep you warm.
You know what would make you feel better? Hot coffee in a warm room to be in. Yeah. Sucks.
Sucks.
Right. That's so funny. Oh my God. The way stuff like that just like, it'll keep me going for a year.
Oh, absolutely.
If I'm ever feeling down, I'm going to think about something. I'm going to think about your situation. I'm going to be like, yeah.
I'm like, girl, it's been 15 years since then. And I still, I'm like, you still that was great.
This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Whether it's a handbag, watch, sneakers, streetwear, or jewelry, eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit eBay.com for terms. This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. In fruit and life, there's no juice without the slice. It's what freed the pineapple from the rind and turned your old jeans into cute jorts. Introducing Captain Morgan Sliced, four cocktail-inspired, ready-to-drink flavors. Pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
When I used to serve in a restaurant, there was this one couple that would come in once a week every time, and they always had coupons, and we never gave out coupons. It was like, I don't know where the she was just making them at home, and she was like, I have a coupon. And so my manager was like, she's old, she comes all the time, just like do the coupon. Like it's like a fake money thing. Like, you know when kids are like, here's my money. Like that's literally how it was.
It's like, so okay.
He's like, just play the game, like she'll leave. I'm like, okay. So I'm serving them all night. And then like when I come to take the check, she's like, can I ask you a question? I'm like, yeah, sure. And she's like, she goes, I just want to know why you've been serving him first all night. Because they had a party, like they always came in a couple, but this time they had like extra people. So I think she was feeling like she wanted to show out.
Yeah,
she was like, she's like, she's all, check this shit out. But you know, where she starts harassing me. And then she's like, you've been serving him first, and like I'm always last. And I feel like, this is an old white lady, she's like, I feel like you should be supporting women. Like she's trying to make it a feminist thing. And then I'm like listening to her, You know, you have that fake customer service. You're like,
yeah,
I'm hearing you. Yeah. I'm holding space for you.
Yeah,
tell me how you're feeling. And she's like, yeah, and blah, 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 blah. She goes on this tangent. And then I go, okay, I hear what you're saying. To answer your question, I have to serve in a circle. Like, I have to serve per the seat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting in seat one, so that's...
Yeah, it's just... Oh.
That's why. And then we were just looking at each other. I was like, do you have any other questions? And she was like...
Inquiries.
No, but I do have a coupon. I'm like, well, there you go.
Like, well, I knew that.
I was waiting for that one. I wasn't ready for the other one, but I was waiting for that one. I was like, I'm never serving that lady again. If she comes in, put her in someone else's section, I'm never serving that bitch again.
Yeah.
Just customer service is like one of the hardest jobs in the
world. Yeah, like I always, any kind of customer service interaction I have now, like I always like put in so much effort to just be kind.
Same.
I'm just all like, I'm sure that this person has dealt with so many assholes
before me.
Yeah. And I'm just all like, I am not gonna be another one that like piles on. So even like when shit is going terribly wrong and I wanna be mad, I'm still in there like, okay, so
Same.
I know that piece of furniture that I ordered a year and a half ago is still delayed. Just wanted to request politely if I could get just any kind of update on what, like, literally people would be like, thank you for being so nice.
I know.
Like, on calls. And I'm like,
oh my
damn.
God. That reminds me, I'll tell one more story. I one time was flying this way before I had a platform, but I was in Hawaii with my boyfriend. Uh-huh. And then we were going home. And we had already checked out of our Airbnb. We returned the car. We did all that stuff. And then when we got there, like, the whole ticket counter was down. So, like, it, you know, we were flying Hawaiian Airlines. So many flights got delayed. It was just, like, a malfunction or something like that. So we finally got through TSA. We missed our flight. It was gone. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, okay, well, we'll just go to the counter. And I was like trying to think, because at the time we were like balling on a budget. So I was like, I can't afford to stay here any more days.
Yeah.
I need to figure out what I'm going to do. So we were going up to the counter and there was like a Karen in front of me. And so the person at the desk was like listening to her. And she was like, I just think this is ridiculous. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, acting like she's the only bitch who missed her flight.
Exactly.
I'm like, the airport is a place where people literally take their brain out and throw it in the garbage.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
The way they lose all decorum when they're in the airport, bitch. And so, like, we're standing behind her, and she's like, this is on you guys. This is on you, blah, blah, blah. And then the guy's like, I'm trying to help you. And, like, you need to tell me, like, where you're going. And, like, I'll try my best. And she's like, no, no. She's just being a bitch. Like, she's being really mean.
Yeah.
And then he eventually, like, hit a wall where he was like, okay, well, I'm not going to help you. Since you want to be rude. And she was being racist. He's like, you want to be rude? You want to be racist? Go to somebody else. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, wait. Like, starts trying to cry.
Oh, God.
And I remember when she was doing that, I told my boyfriend, I was like, we're in there, man. I'm going to be so nice to this guy. So, like, he's like, ma'am, move to the side. Mm-hmm. So she moves, and I'm like, hi, like, being really nice. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to help you, since some people in here think that I'm not very helpful. And I said, period, bitch. And that's a slay.
Yeah.
And I got in on the next flight out.
Period. You know?
And she was like, yeah, I can't believe you, dude. I'm like... honestly, really, that was a real layup for me.
Right, you know what I mean? Right. Slam dunk.
made my job so much easier. She was not a queen, but speaking of what it takes to be a queen, here on the comment section, what we like to do is we bring videos that are applicable to our topic today, and then we laugh, kiki,
yeah,
all the jokes, all of that. So, this first video that we have, I just give summaries of them.
Mm-hmm.
A drag queen, Brooklyn Heights, is performing. And a drunk blonde white woman jumps onto the stage and starts dancing, literally standing in front of Brooke as she's performing, taking videos of her and her face, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the context of the video. What's your initial reaction? I would love to hear it.
There are moments in drag shows where we have audience participation.
Yeah.
When a queen is on stage lip syncing, that's not one of those times. Mm-hmm. You know, like you like it's like read the room,
not
sis.
Your show,
like,
babe.
Not your show. Mm-mm. But I think it's like so funny, like when people want to come on stage and like it's just so like, because here's the thing, it's like, yes, we're working in clubs, and like sometimes I just feel like drag queens in many aspects could just be like mascots for alcohol sales. It's always just all like, no, tip your bartender, get your drink, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Because they always want that bar ring high. But then people be getting so like litty city and then want to like be like, this is my show.
Now's my time.
Yeah,
to die.
This is my moment. They're all like, this is like karaoke, right? No, ma'am.
No.
And it's just like, the amount of like videos that I have like seen, like, luckily, in my experience, I don't know. I'm like, maybe it's just the way that I carry myself, but no one's tried it like that with me. Like, in my like
that's
11
good,
years
glad.
Of doing drag, no one has tried it like that with me. But like, goodness gracious, it's just like, it's like you wouldn't go to like Wicked the musical and then be like, Defying Gravity, this is my song.
I'm gonna get up there. The
yeah. Hip check alphabet to the side, right?
No, literally.
Like, it's so crazy to me. I don't know. I just guess they just need to start building drag stages higher so that people can't.
You put a barricade, like when you go see Harry Styles.
Exactly. There. Just like something to just like keep a little distance, because people be really wanting to like get up there.
I honestly think I'm like, the people in here didn't come to see you.
Yeah.
You're a patron.
Yeah.
Be a patron. Like, you know what I mean?
Literally, babe. No.
They did not pay money to come see you.
Yeah. It's like, and you don't even know the words.
And like, you're not serving cunt.
You are not. You are not.
And that's a requirement.
Period.
To be on the stage.
Where is your charisma, uniqueness? You got the nerve.
Yeah.
But then where's the talent?
Yeah, exactly. You're missing a few other key elements, babe.
Yeah.
This so we talk about the comments on this video. So like this one says, I hope he's uncomfortable as I am watching a drag queen reading time. I'm sorry, this guy wrote this so illiterate, which is true because he's a bigot.
Yeah.
He's uncomfortable watching drag queens read to children is essentially what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's such a like hot topic right now.
Oh my gosh.
But I just think like, first of all, kids. You know what I mean?
Like, I, like, honestly, kids. Like, and this is the thing that I feel like is so annoying. So many people try to use children as the topic and reason to like mask their bigotry. Yeah. And I'm like,
they like try to weaponize
them. Yeah. And they all, oh my God, the poor children. Like, seriously, when I think about conditioning when it comes to like sexuality, yeah, and like what and is gender. Placed on children, mm-hmm. I was like, heteronormativity is literally at every turn in movies and cartoons and
everything. From
like
the
parents being like, is that your little girlfriend?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that happens all the time. And there was so much, you know, influence on heteronormativity placed on me.
Yeah.
And I turned out to be a big fag. Like, it, like, so I just, it's like, that doesn't work.
Yeah. It's not really adding up.
It's babe. Not. The math is not mathing. No. And like, if you guys were so concerned about like children growing up to be gay, then stop procreating. Because guess what? Only straight people make gay kids.
And that's on period, bitch.
You know, like.
Also, if you care about kids, how come you don't care about gun control? That's the true tea of it all, isn't it? Because the men and women who say shit like that are always very pro-gun.
Right. So, and I'm like, and we're the loudest ones when Uvalde happened. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, this is our.
It's not about guns. Yeah. It's about people.
Yeah. No.
It's about both.
Yeah.
It's very possible to be about both. Mm-hmm. But I think, too, like, the true tea about stuff like this, because I was just talking about this in some of my TikTok videos about how, like, well, first of all, gender's a construct. Mm-hmm. So it was literally man-made. It's not real.
Yeah.
Like, most things that we give meaning as far as, like, culturally,
mm-hmm.
In American culture specifically. So it's not real, first of all. But second of all, like, there are many other cultures that did not adhere to, like, a gender binary.
Yeah.
Prior to being colonized.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
So colonization, and a lot of times too, like when they are talking about, like, you know, men being men and women being women, they mm-hmm. always like equate men being strong to women being weak and needing help or needing, yeah, being uh-huh. safe, whatever. A lot of times they don't want to talk about how that's inherently influenced by pedophilia because mm-hmm. they see women as children.
Uh-huh.
And then you talk about beauty standards and how a lot of times they're tied to pedophilia.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's a you problem.
Yeah, exactly.
The pedophilia that you have ingrained in you because of religion and uh-huh. or beliefs that you have, that's on you.
Right.
They're projecting that onto drag queens.
Exactly.
Because they're like, well, that's how I am, so that's probably how you are.
Right. They're always out there looking for a sexy baby.
That's tea.
You know?
And that's tea, bitch. That's my point. That's why I'm saying, like, that's on you. That's like the heaviest projection.
Absolutely.
Especially since a lot of drag queens, yourself included, are very philanthropic.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always doing stuff for the community.
Yeah.
Specifically, not just within the LGBTQIA+ mm-hmm. community. Mm-hmm. They do it for kids, for mm-hmm. veterans. They do all
Absolutely.
Kinds of stuff for the elderly.
Yeah.
You know, all the people you don't care about. So it's like now they're choosing now to like talk
they're
about.
They're like, we're going
to
advocate for those people.
Yeah. As if they're doing anything.
It's like, what are you actually doing besides just getting in this comment section? getting off your little shit bucket and like getting on this comment section and just like running your mouth.
What are you doing to help? Like in that sense, like, okay, you don't like when they do it. Are you doing it?
Are you out here reading the children?
That's what I'm
walking
saying.
Children in nature? No, you're not.
It's like the same mentality. I saw a tweet once where this guy was talking about how the way that like conservative people freak out when they see like same-sex couples
mm-hmm.
on the TV as if they're like not real.
Oh my God.
Like
right.
like they're watching like House of Dragon. They're like, well, that's clearly not real. Right? You know what I mean? The way
right.
they spin out as if those people don't exist in real
exactly.
life is very telling to mm-hmm. their life experience. But that's the same. I'm like, you know that drag queens exist for obvious reasons, but you also know that representation is so important in mm-hmm. all facets. Who mm-hmm. knows how those kids are going to turn out? Maybe it's just something that they'll see and they'll be like, wow, I feel like I see myself.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I knew I was queer when I was 4 years old.
Well, there you go.
Like, that is very young to be like, I fully, like, understand. And I didn't even have the language or the mm-hmm. vocabulary to describe it. But
yeah.
I already was starting to understand my identity. And
yeah.
already, because, like, gay kids are not born in the closet.
Yeah.
They go in the closet because they start to recognize their feelings, but all they see are, like, heteronormative, like, representations mm-hmm. of, like, love and
yeah.
romance, realize that they don't identify and feel the same way.
Yeah.
And understand that it's like taboo by like things that they hear their parents or their aunts and their uncles like saying.
Yeah.
And so then decide like, I need to conceal this part about me as much as possible just for my own safety and protection.
Yeah.
And I'm just all like, by having representation, I was like, that's just allowing kids some freedom to not spend so much time like hating themselves.
Exactly. I was just about to say that.
Being afraid
of who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of times you would think that at this point, right, with all like we have made great strides, but it's still nowhere near enough as far as representation in many different facets, but especially in mainstream media. But you have like the way that they act like drag queens just popped out of nowhere.
Exactly.
As if they haven't been around
for centuries.
For centuries in different aspects too, like in different cultures, that it's like it's called drag now, like in the United States, you know what I mean, like in American culture or whatever, but like they've been around for a very long time, and like they're just now finding everyone because it's so mainstream,
because now it can come into people's living rooms.
Exactly.
And like, wait a second.
Exactly. And then when you think about like the vernacular that people use a lot of times now, a lot of that is originated from drag culture.
Yes, drag culture, like black trans women.
Exactly.
I'm just all like, y'all are co-opting all that and aren't even realizing where it's coming from.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't even realize, like, women, I've literally seen, like, white conservative women, like, say things about, like slay. And they hate drag and they hate trans people. And I'm like, you have no idea, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, where do you think that's coming from?
It's like, you guys have none of that spice.
Right.
Come on.
Exactly. Exactly.
That didn't come from your ancestors.
No, the only thing that they did was colonize. Like, don't you find it funny that, like, literally white people colonize, like, the whole world in search of spices and don't use a damn one?
And like, tea. That's
the audacity.
They felt the need to steal it all, but didn't use any.
I'm like, and your chicken is still unseasoned.
Get it together, man.
Yes.
Okay, this next comment says, the woman, in all caps, was much, much better.
Okay.
Brooklyn? I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Have you seen Brooklyn?
I know.
That's what I said.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my
what
God.
A work of art she is.
No, truly. Like, show-stopping.
I
so
know.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, truly. You want to talk about
except for those feet. Oof, those, those fucking ballerina toes are gnarly. She will tell you, too. I've been on tour with her before. It's like, you know, you get up in the morning, like, go out in like the front and like, you know, there's a little galley area where you have your coffee and like, you know, I remember the first time I was touring with Brooklyn, saw her feet in some slides and I was like, oh, it's like, what happened? Like, God, it's just all like her,
you know,
big
what?
Toe literally like looks like a hammer. Like, it was like this side, just fucking insane. It is insane.
The way that the universe will keep you humble by any means.
Right.
They'll give you all of the tools.
Right.
In one thing.
Exactly. It's like Brooklyn.
Girl,
she
don't
is
get
flawless
too comfy.
From the ankle up. Like, you
know. Oh my God, I'm dead. Okay, this last comment says, blokes dressing as women and miming. I don't get it. Seen a few shows and never found them funny. A few shows? You tuning in?
So yeah. So you like, so you're like going, you're checking them out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like you're a fan.
Yeah. So. And I'm just all like, maybe they weren't funny because maybe the numbers that they were doing weren't comedic.
She's lip singing. It's not
Yeah, and like
be.
Not everyone's a comedy queen.
Well, and their brains aren't nearly big enough to like
right,
hold that kind of information.
Not to like understand like that, like the community of drag and the art form of drag is actually quite broad. And
yeah,
just like the human experience, there's so many different ways of expressing yourself. So it's just like, calm down.
I've seen a few shows. That means you're like keeping tabs
and like. Who took you, or did you go on like your own accord? Like I'm really curious. And like,
do you know the commitment you have to go to like go in person to a drag show, like
exactly.
multiple, and then be like, I hate this.
Yeah, it's like,
lie to your mom, babe.
Yeah, I know. Like, not here, not in these comments. Keep it real.
The line between love and hate is razor thin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like obsession too.
Exactly.
At that point, it's giving me fetish. That's what
it is.
Giving me.
Yeah. Uh huh.
I think there's also this like misconception too with men like that specifically who think that like drag queens, like all of them, mm-hmm. don't know that they're men dressing up as women.
Right. They, you know what they I mean? They really are out here thinking that we're trying to fool people. Like, that is the thing. Like, they think that we're, like, trying to be deceptive. And for them, I think, too, because, like, honestly, most of them, when they see us and see these glamazons, there is this little bit of attraction there. Mm-hmm. And then when they realize what it is that they're feeling, like, attracted to, because, mm-hmm. like, that's the only way that they know how to, like, consume beauty is, like, by being like, I want to penetrate that.
Yeah, exactly.
When they, like, realize that they're all like, oh, my God, that's, like, not a cis woman. Like, he tricked me! And you're all like, babes, first of all, like, let's be honest, like, no one wants you. Like, none of us want you. Like, you are a grown man that can't wipe your own ass accurately. Like, babes, period. Like, we are not coming anywhere
no
near
skincare
that.
In sight.
None.
Don't Mm-mm. wear socks with right. shoes.
Right. Like, ooh.
Babe. You're 0-3. Like, yeah, I say that all the time. I'm like, you're giving yourself way too much credit.
Way too much
credit. Way too much way credit. Too much. It's just like the same. That's the same mentality as like if a football player was gay, mm-hmm. then I don't want him watching me when I change. Nobody's watching
Baby,
you.
Nobody's watching you.
Nobody's watching you, okay? Nobody. You got nothing to offer, so it's not really like a win if I were to watch you.
Yeah.
It's you know
just,
what I mean?
Yeah, it's just so funny how society is like set up to just like... how men are just so built up.
Yeah.
To think that they are just like such prizes. Like, for who?
I know.
I'm like, baby, nobody is winning anything. Like, you,
no,
like,
literally.
If anything, you are a consolation prize. It's just all like, wow.
You're more like there's a virus. This. Yeah. Honestly, you're a virus to me. You're a plague, is what you are.
Yes.
That's the truth.
I need something that can get rid of you in 6 to 8 weeks.
Literally. Oh my God. Yeah. It's just like, that's why I said there's like this misconception that they think. It's because they conflate being trans with being a drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's mm-hmm. one in the same. It's yeah. all mutually exclusive. That just shows how stupid you are. But like, also like, no one's fooling anyone. It's literally no. art. Like, it's yeah. no different from a makeup artist. It's like no different from someone who's expressing themselves through makeup or through style in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Oh my God. But then they still want to come for women who are makeup artists and they're all like, she's tricking me.
Yeah.
Because these contours. And I'm like, dude, like, first of all, she is doing this for herself.
Literally.
I'm sorry to break it to you. She's not doing that for you.
No.
She's not. You are the last person that she is thinking about when she sits on this camera and does this like full glam. Not for you.
I promise.
So don't worry.
Yeah. So don't worry about it. But
yeah. Do not worry about it.
Well, it's also like it speaks to like this larger point too of like if you have like let's say you had a woman who they always like make fun of women specific or femme presenting people in general who like have a lot of piercings
mm-hmm.
or they have a lot of tattoos or they dye their hair different colors, right? Mm-hmm. They're always like yuck, yuck, yuck. The reason why they feel that way is quite literally because those people do not give a damn what they think. Mm-hmm. They are doing that solely, like when people have all kinds of piercings all down their face,
mm-hmm.
they're like, ugh. But it's like this, it's almost they feel offended that you don't want to be attractive to them.
Absolutely.
You're not presenting for them. And they're like, I don't want to you, but like, why don't you want me to you.
Yeah,
it's literally like the most asinine thought process. They're like, I would never in a million years, but also like, you're not even gonna let me like get the chance.
Yeah, I know. I was actually watching this TikTok where this woman was like on live, and she said like this dude was like making some comments about like women and like what he thinks that they need to do to like be considered attractive by men.
Mm-hmm.
And she said on the live, she like turned to him, she said, but what if I don't care if you find me attractive? And he was shook. He
stumped,
was like
gooped and gagged.
Gagged. Like, what do you mean?
Buffering
and
immediately.
Just all like, yeah, babes, that's like actually overwhelmingly the majority. Like the, most
the way that their brains in, like short circuit, they're like, wait a second.
This episode is brought to you by Accounting Plus. Ignore the unschooled skeptics. In terms of career, accounting is the way to go. We're talking flexibility, great pay, and the kind of lifestyle you've always dreamed of. It's a lifestyle that's less math and spreadsheets and more traveling, personal and professional growth, and making a positive impact on your family and community. If this sounds like what you're into, Accounting Plus provides free resources that will help guide you to a successful career in accounting and personal freedom. Do more, live more. Visit joinaccountingplus.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so in this next video, it's an on the street like interview style video. The man's interviewing. The man interviewing says to a woman, "A few years ago, everyone agreed on basic gender principles. All of a sudden, these issues became complicated. What do you think happened?" And she basically says the media is overrepresenting queer people and people who are gender fluid, that they are pushing an agenda of gender expression. Lots to unpack.
First of all, let's start with homeboy. A few years ago, everybody did not agree on gender expressions.
Everybody?
Yeah, it's just that nobody challenged you.
Yeah, yeah.
So
who's
like,
everybody?
Yeah, who is everybody?
Who's everybody?
I did not know that you spoke for all of us. So like, because, you know, leave it up to a cis straight man to be like,
literally.
Okay, so I speak for everybody when I say.
Don't worry, they're cool with it.
Yeah.
They said, they told me. They're cool with it.
I know.
Don't worry.
And like, I mean, her whole point of being like, and this is the thing too, and like this goes along with like what you were saying earlier with like people like acting like, you know, queer people don't exist
and never have.
And never have.
Yeah.
She was all like, you can be gay, but like you don't have to be gay in front of me. It's just all like, well, ma'am, it's not like I can take that and tuck it in my back pocket. Like when I see you coming, I'm like, oh, like let me just
gotta
like,
put it
hide
away.
It. Yeah, let me just hide it. Like, like, no, ma'am, sorry.
Well, okay, in that case, I don't want you to be straight in front of me.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that in front of me. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it makes me...
There are kids around.
Right.
And the way that... Okay. The way that straight couples will, like, literally deep throat each other in public and then, like, gay people hold hands and they're like, God, where does it end?
Right.
They're just pushing it on me. You guys are
I'm like, you literally just had, like, your dick in her ass at Dave & Buster's. Like, you were grinding up on her, like, at the bar, at the arcade. And somehow, we're being indecent.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The kids did
the
not see all that you...
The way she was sucking your dick and cock and balls all at once.
Yeah.
And then you give your partner a peck on the cheek and they're like, ah! I'm so sick of this.
These deviants.
Yeah. God, do it at home.
Right.
They're just so...
Not in front of the kids. And you're actually like, we're in a bar. There are no children here.
Yeah. I hope your kid's not
I
here.
Hope they're
weirdo.
Not. God.
I'm like, I thought we were alone. Like, you're at your own table in a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Away from other people. You're
uh-huh.
on a date.
Uh-huh.
It's none of your business what I'm doing over here.
Yeah.
Why don't you eat your filet in silence?
Yes.
Okay?
Please.
I think that, like, this, like, we all agreed. Everyone agreed on basic gender principles. That's why. But you see those stories of, like, you know, those, like, they're, like, historic things of women who were, like, actually lovers.
Mm-hmm.
But they thought they were best friends.
Yeah.
Just, like, there's lots of men, too.
Absolutely.
All
they're
throughout
roommates.
History. They were just best friends. My sister, my sister's gay.
Mm-hmm.
But she always says, like, I had a friend like that once. When someone brings it, like, this is my friend.
I know. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
She's like, I also had a friend like that.
Gosh. And it always be like, at least like in my experience, it always be like black aunties that are like, where's your little friend at? Like, that's my boyfriend,
yeah.
Not my little friend. Where's your little friend at? I ain't seen him in a minute. You're like, girl, that's my man.
Come on, girl. Give me a little credit.
Right.
Just a little bit. Okay, so some of the comments on this. This one says, definitely right. You may say you're not forcing it, but they are definitely pushing it onto our kids. Again with the kids. Again with, it's always the kids. Always the kids.
Like, what is their obsession with kids and, like, sexuality and children. That's giving my, yeah, weird.
Exactly.
Like, that's, to me, I'm like.
Well, and then if you think about it, when you say you're, like, pushing this, like, deviant agenda on children, you're also saying that, like, when you teach people that, like, queer people exist, mm-hmm, that it's automatically going to be sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's on you. Mm-hmm. Like, you sexualize gay people.
Interesting, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm like,
so why is that the first thing that you think of?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, unpack that. Like, yeah, why is that the first thing you think of? And that's why I pointed out pedophilia being like a pillar of white supremacy, mm-hmm, because it is.
Yep.
And like, you are inherently pedophilic because you uphold white supremacy. So, mm-hmm, you automatically think that gay people existing or telling other people like, hey, gay people exist in the, mm-hmm, world, that they're automatically going to start talking about sex.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Like,
and also too, like, anybody that like I know who is like queer and experience like any type of like pedophilia or like sexual abuse, mm-hmm, at the hands of an adult,
mm-hmm,
I'm not even gonna say 10 times out of 10,
yeah,
it has always been a cis hetero identifying man.
Mm.
So when we think about who we should be concerned about leaving our children around,
that's
and
what
with,
I'm saying,
it's them. And,
yeah,
he who doth protest too much, like, babes, like the ones that are out there so angry, I'm like, those are exactly the dudes that you do not leave your children,
yeah,
around.
Calls coming from inside the house,
baby.
It really is. It's ringing, and it's been ringing for a long time.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those things where I think like people are just unwilling to like confront their own implicit biases. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm, but like at the same time, just like weaponizing children all the time is just,
yeah,
it's so gross. Like, yeah, you're using them as a vehicle to platform your own bigotry.
Exactly.
Where if you told, like, if you tell children, like, hey, like, if another children child in a class, like, had two dads,
mm-hmm,
if you tell them, well, he has two dads,
mm-hmm,
and they're like, well, what about his mom? And he's like, well, he doesn't have a mom. He has two dads.
Mm-hmm.
You know what children would do? Okay.
Okay.
Like, they need nothing else.
Mm-mm.
Nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, like, when you explain to children in the most simple of terms, they're like, okay, you convince children that Santa Claus exists.
Yeah.
You convince them that an old white man breaks into their home in the middle of the night and leaves gifts. And if they're not good, he punishes them.
Yeah.
And gives them rocks.
Yeah.
You convince them of that man existing, mm-hmm, and you think you can't tell them,
yeah,
that someone else just happens to have same-sex parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, babe.
Right.
You spin yarns for years about a scary white man. If you think about the premise of Santa Claus, it's actually kind
of
terrifying.
I was terrified of Santa like in my younger years. Like, I just remember, because like also like, you better not watch out, you better not cry. Yeah. Like, I was like, I remember just like having like these like nightmares that I was going to wake up and this like big fat old white man was just gonna be looming over me in my bed, just like, you know,
he's being like, did you leave out cookies? You know what I mean? If you think about it in terms like that, it's crazy.
It's really crazy. You're like, why am I leaving out desserts for an intruder?
For a robber.
I know.
Who's
like coming in my house through my chimney of all places.
The tooth fairy's another one.
Yeah.
What a weird fetish to have, collecting teeth. Weirdo.
Right.
You convince them that that bitch exists, and you, right, think you can't tell them that someone has two moms?
Right. Not hard.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm like. You tell them that, and they're like, oh. Okay.
Okay.
I once convinced my brother when he was little, you know the Redbox machines?
Mm-hmm.
I once convinced him that there was like a person in there working. Like, I convinced, told him, I said, every time he lives in there, right? I said, I told him, like, kind of like a little, like, elf.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Like, a little, like,
uh-huh.
Well, I was describing him as evil, but, like, I told him, like, he lived in there, and, like, his only job was to dispense movies. And my brother was looking at it, he's like, really? I'm like, yeah, dude. And yeah. I did that just because.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have any, there was no gain for me at the end, right, of that.
I just want to see if I can convince him.
And he believed me. That's my point. That's,
yeah,
literally my,
exactly,
point. But you could tell them the most ridiculous, like, crazy thing in the world, and they'd be like, wow.
Wow. Okay.
So, like, you think you can't tell them real life things, you're out of your mind. You're, right, not giving them enough credit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this next quote says, or comment says, even Disney's promoting it to kids. The most tired argument in the world.
It is. It's so tired. Like, okay. I recently, because like I didn't even realize, because also I don't like really pay attention to these types of things.
Yeah.
Because like other people's opinions, they're opinions.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Can't change their mind.
Right, exactly. I always like to just like develop my own. But the film Lightyear, the like Buzz Lightyear movie on Pixar, apparently, well not apparently, but according to like their projections in terms like tanked at the box office.
Yeah.
And that was mostly because people were rallying because they were like, there's a same-sex kiss between two women. And they're like, it's terrible. We won't let our children see it. And it's like literally two women on like their like 40th anniversary who just like give each other a peck. And like that is
that's
it.
Exact-
it's like, she says, hey, and it's like a little, like that is it.
Yeah.
And I watched the Lightyear movie, and if anyone hasn't seen it, watch it.
Yeah.
It was so good. And to think that like this movie didn't get the reception that it really, I think, truly deserved just because all these people heard about there being two same-sex like characters who are in love with each other that exist in this movie, that like, oh my god, we can't, we absolutely can't let our kids see this.
And you know what's wild is like, if you think about Snow White, she's 14. And that's a grown man that kisses her against her will, by the way. That's assault,
right,
vibe.
Right, babes. She's unconscious.
Beauty. Sleeping Beauty, she's 15.
Yeah.
Mm. Pedophilia's okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Pocahontas, also 15.
Yeah, yeah. She was 13.
Oh, shit.
The real Pocahontas was 13, and that story's fucked up for
that
a different
is
reason.
Even more. That is
interesting.
Messed up.
I can't believe you guys care so much about consensual love. That's
right.
Crazy
yeah.
that you care about that. In the way that they described it, too, was like you would have thought it was like an orgy happening in the movie.
Absolutely.
And it's literally like,
if you
barely,
blink,
and that's it.
You will miss it.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
you
yeah.
will, like if you blink at that moment, you'll miss it.
You look down to eat your popcorn, it's gone.
Honestly,
it's
I'm not even joking.
Fleeting.
The first time that I watched the film, I missed it.
You're like, wait.
And I was like, oh my God, did they
like...
cut? Yeah, I was like, did they like cut it out? And then I was like watching it with a friend, and I was like, oh, it is in the movie. I was like, that was like half a second. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, that for so many people derailed the whole purpose and plot of like what this movie is about.
And
you
it
know?
Wasn't about the couple.
No.
Right.
It was literally part of like a montage.
So it's like literally half a second.
There's all these different things that are happening. And it's like literally this little half a second. And I was just like, wow.
I'm like, how do y'all go through life? Living like that and like being so like, oh my God, I can't believe they're showing me. Like, how do you go through life? If that's the hardest thing you have to deal with, give up now.
Yeah.
Life's too hard.
I feel like a lot of people don't, like, spend enough time trying to, like, figure out or discover what their own specific, unique, like, purpose is.
Yeah.
And so they try to, like, create purpose for themselves, like, in areas where, like, it really just, like, is not necessary.
Right.
And so some people are like, well, you know what? I'm going to be this warrior for, like, everything that is good and pure in this world. And you're all like, well, so much of the fundamentals that, like, your ideals are based off of are actually, like, really, like, violent and shitty. And I'm like, very
racist,
interesting. Yeah.
And homophobic and just
and misogynistic, like just all that.
Yep.
I'm like, weird.
Yeah. I always think with stuff like that, especially, I'm like, well, first of all, you don't have a job, clearly. And second of all, y'all want to be oppressed so bad. Y'all want to be oppressed.
That
so bad.
Part. That part.
The like way you guys that, just make shit up so you
oh
can be.
Oh my gosh.
You can be like, I can't believe they're doing this to me.
During the midterm elections, when I was still in Atlanta, when they started like running their campaign ads, they legitimately ran this ad in Georgia that was just all like, racism towards white people has increased so much. Like, you should have seen. It was like all these like sad white. They're like, they're like,
it's like that Sarah McLachlan.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Very that. All these like white people that were just all like, oh damn, it's so hard being white now. And I literally watched. I was like, it felt like an SNL skit, and I was like, this is like legit.
Did you say Lorne Michaels is going to eat that up? When he sees that ad, he's like, going to eat that up, girl. Thanks. I got a home run.
I know.
I can't believe that's real.
And I remember like genuinely wondering, I was like, I wonder if these actors in this commercial who were just like acting really sad in all these like different scenarios, like they're all like, they're not receiving like accurate hospital care. I was like, I wonder if any of them knew like going into it, like when they got hired for the job, that they were going to be in an ad that was just all like, no more racism towards white people.
Yeah. Like, would you be so embarrassed? Like you see and you're like, oh, I didn't know they were going to use it.
It made me think of like this Broad City episode where like Abby did like an illustration for like a dating service.
Yeah.
And then like later on sees the commercial and she's like, because she's like apartment shopping and it's like an interracial couple. And she's like, oh my God, that's the drawing I did. And it's for a dating service that it's like literally just for white people. It's like literally she drew all these multicultural people and in it they like remove all of them. They're all like, we choose the cream of the crop because we only use the cream.
Shit. She's like, oh.
And she's literally like, and I was like, that's what I felt. I'm like, I feel like some of these actors had no idea and then saw that and were like,
the way they have like In the Arms of an Angel playing over it, and they're like, and that's why I said, like, just because I've said this before on my TikTok, literally, I was like, just because your feelings get hurt does not mean you're being oppressed.
Yeah, babes.
Those two things are not the same.
Nope.
And you would know that if you were actually being oppressed in any way, shape, or form. You would be well aware of the difference. I can promise you that. Okay, and this last one says, and if you can't see this agenda, that's part of an even bigger one, then you're lost. We need to stand together. They're just making up fan fiction. It's
basically
lore.
Yeah, it is. I really want to know what, because people talk about the agenda. I have not received the manual for the queer agenda
yet. You haven't been on the email chain?
No. Really want to know what the agenda
you're all clue me in
is.
I've been out the loop for a while.
You know,
my friend Emily Grayson, she told me her gay agenda is astrology.
Oh, there
she's
you go.
Like pushing it and making everyone believe in it. That's my game. Like, support you, queen.
I was walking home from dinner just last week, and I saw this person who was walking, and they had this tote bag, and they were like, "This bag contains my queer agenda."
That's a great bag.
I really was like, damn, I want that tote.
You know what's so funny too is like, as much pain and suffering as like the LGBTQIA plus community has gone through, they will make a joke and they will sell it, bring the house down.
Yeah.
They will make a joke out of like this active oppression that's constantly happening. They will always find light and laughter inside of it.
Absolutely.
And I admire that, dude. It gives me hope. It literally inspires me.
Honestly, because sometimes you just gotta laugh to not cry.
No,
you
truly.
Know? It's just all like humor verges right on tragedy. So it really is about, you know, kind of taking a lot of those like darker things and finding a way to just like collectively laugh about them, because we're just all like, otherwise we would just like, you know, be all shitty and sad and miserable, like the people that are coming for
us. Exactly. That's like all you really can do, I feel like.
And like, honestly, a lot of these times, like, I really do pity these people, because I'm just all like, I cannot imagine how like scary it is to have such a small mind.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, the world must be a frightening place. Because I just think like, because it feels like it's like, it almost is like your brain has not developed to a certain level. And I think almost of like cavemen.
Yeah, like Neanderthals.
There's like, what is the movie called? Like The Croods or whatever. And it's about these cavemen. And like the dad is like afraid of everything, you know? And I'm just all like, that's how I feel like some of these people are. They're just so wrapped up in fear. And fear is such a powerful tool, you know, and people use that to get what they want out of people, to like engage them and enrage them and like try and activate
it's
them
like
by using their fear against them.
Damn, I've never thought about it. Like, that's such a great comparison. I love that movie. The Croods is such a great movie.
It's so good.
But that's a great example. Yeah, it's just like fear of the unknown. And then just a really, really righteous ignorance. That's how I'm always like, white supremacy and homophobia, misogyny, like all racism, all of those bigoted things are so deeply ingrained in so many things.
Yeah.
Once you start unpacking it, you're like free. When you like unlearn and release yourself, you'll be so much happier.
Yeah.
Your skin will clear up.
Absolutely.
You'll make
more
money.
You'll get better sleep.
You'll get good dick, good pussy, whatever it is you want.
Yes.
Right? You'll get laid. Right. You'll just be happy overall. You'll get funnier.
And I feel like, genuinely, like, unlearning things takes a little bit more effort than learning them. And people just don't want to make the effort because it's like easier to just kind of like live in that fear. And some people like wear it as like a badge of honor. And I'm like,
don't you love America? Aren't you guys all about working?
Right.
Get to work, bitch.
Get to work.
Blue collar ass.
Right. And actually start working on yourself first.
Yeah. You know? Go ahead and do that. We're good over here.
Right. Babes, we're thriving.
Yeah. But you know why? Because we're queens.
Yeah.
Period. So we've talked about a lot of things, right? Mm-hmm. What would you say you want people to really, really know what it's like to like embody being a queen or feel like a queen in their own life?
What is really, really important?
Whether it's like just their, how they should feel about themselves, how they should see the world in general, all of those things.
Honestly, I'll just say what I feel like helps me. Every day, I really just like focus on gratitude because there are so many people out there in the world that are dealing with like much deeper and harder struggles than we ourselves are going through.
Yeah.
And I try to use like every single little thing about, you know, my life to just like be grateful for. Like the fact that I'm just like, I have like the ability to move around in my body and get up and like walk or like step into a bathtub. Like some people don't even have like the physical ability to do something like that.
Yeah.
You know, some people deal with, you know, really difficult mental health issues. Yeah. Like I have like clarity over my mind, you know? And so even when I'm like struggling my most, I just always try to focus on gratitude. And then like after I focus on that gratitude, then I can sit there and like build myself up, talk myself up and be like, and you got this and you're worth all of this and you can do this. And like, and as grateful as you are for yourself, this world needs to be grateful to have you, you
know?
So I just feel like that's like what I do. And so I would encourage like any other queen to do that for themselves and just like know that like you have so much value and like learn to value yourself before you allow anybody to affect the way that you feel about yourself.
Love, because if you can't love yourself,
how the hell are you gonna love anybody else?
Look at that.
Like it seems so cheap, but honestly, like a lot of those things, like RuPaul's little isms, have just like sometimes they'll come back to me and I'm just like, God, that's just so true.
It is. It's so true and it's so applicable. And I feel like, especially now in times like this with so much access to so many things and so much information in general, it's really important to have a very strong sense of self or like constantly work. I'm a big affirmations girl.
Yeah.
Love to say affirmations out loud. They may make you feel corny, but I think that they really help because the mind is a powerful thing. You tell yourself you're awesome, eventually you're going to believe it, babe.
Yeah.
I promise you
absolutely.
That. So I want to thank the wonderful, amazing Shea Coulee for joining me today. You are so incredible.
Yes, thank you. I had so much fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my God, of course. Do you have anything coming up that you'd like to promote?
Yeah. So you guys should definitely check out my upcoming tour with Betty Who. We're going to be doing 22 cities in the U.S. It's the big tour. I'm going to be opening up for her. Definitely keep a lookout for my album that drops next month.
So exciting.
And yeah, and then for all of our folks in the UK and Europe, I will be over there doing my solo tour in April. So
booked and busy, bitch.
Yes.
I love that.
Thanks.
And thank you all for joining me. Thank you so much to my wonderful guest, Shea Coulee. Oh, wait, where can everybody find you?
Oh, you can find me at Shea Coulee on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Christian Mingle, all the things.
Farmers Only.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for joining us today on this episode. Thank you so much to my wonderful guest, Shay, for joining me. If you want to watch full episodes, you can catch them all on Spotify. I'll see you next week. Bye.